Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, the New York Times is explaining to us, Lee, why RFK Jr. is a bad choice.
Okay.
They held the FDA, which is under the Health and Human Services rubric. You want to hear it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because okay. I just cannot wait to hear what the New York Times has got to say.
Yeah, it's actually the single most convincing piece of evidence so far that I've seen that RFK is the right guy to head the FDA. And that's how you really know your hit piece has gone awry. Take a listen. It's about Fruit Loops.
Okay.
Just for the record, you know how I am about stuff. I like to know what's in my stuff. I would never give a boy a Fruit Loop. There is no way on God's green earth because I know what's in them. I'm just not doing it. There's no way. And I'll explain in a minute. Actually, the New York Times captured it perfectly. We only eat organic cereal in my house. That's it. And yes, it's expensive and we can't buy everything organic. I get it. But just listen. New York Times. Mr. Kennedy singled out Fruit Loops as an example of a product with too many artificial ingredients, questioning why the Canadian version has fewer than the U.S. version. But he was wrong. The ingredient list is roughly the same size. Oh, so he doesn't know what he's talking about? Well, the New York Times admits, although Canada's version of Fruit Loops has natural colorings made from, get this, Lee, blueberries and carrots.
Wow. Okay.
While the U.S. product contains red dye 40, yellow 5, and blue 1, as well as butylated hydroxytoluene, or BHT, a lab-made chemical that is used for freshness. They showed him.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Would a red dye 40, yellow 5, blue 1, and BHT, butylated hydroxytoluene, have in common? They're endocrine disruptors. They mess with sex hormones, particularly in teenaged or developing boys.
So, that doesn't sound very healthy to me.
No, it's really not very healthy. But see, I know this because I've been reading RFK for years. One of the things I like about him is he doesn't just say stuff. He like includes his sources, which is what kind of sucks me in. I don't agree with everything he says, but he's taught me a lot over the years. And so I was so glad. So this paragraph has gone viral on Twitter. And it really shows you the difference that we're talking about here. I mean, we don't want government to be into everything and stuff like that. But I got to tell you, it's a real difference. And what you're looking at here, it does not... The cost difference is minuscule, okay? This is about corruption, where in our regulatory agencies, the regulators look the other way while these companies, you know, put this horrible, horrible stuff in our food that they know is bad, that they know is outlawed in other countries. And then what do? They hop, skip, and jump right over to work for those companies. It's understood you get your reward when you leave the agency and you get to get the job at the place you regulate it. It's a corrupt system. It's got to stop. We got to get stuff out of our food. There's no reason for it. We don't need to be eating this stuff. And I'm so glad that if he accomplishes one thing and the American people realize what's in their food, it really will be MAHA, which is also trending on X. It's Make America Healthy
Make America
Again.
Healthy again, yeah.
But I loved that the New York Times made the case for him.
I just thought it was also interesting that the New York Times is sitting here considering this a fact check. So in other words, they're fact checking someone about the total number of ingredients. That was the issue. Not the fact that the Canadian version has natural ingredients and then you cross the border here into the U.S. and then you have chemical ingredients.
Yes.
To me, I thought that was fascinating. It says a lot about the New York Times and their fact-checking thing, that it was a whole lot better that he got the number of ingredients right than the fact that they were actually natural as opposed to chemicals.
Right. I mean, if we're talking about blueberries and carrots, heck, throw some apples in there, too. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Some strawberries, something like normal and natural, but yeah. not that mess. No. Texter writes, Fruit Loops ingredients mess with your sex genes. The name Fruit Loops now makes sense. But it does.
Well, that has come to be a derogatory term anyway.
Right, for good reason. Hey, speaking of which, do you see this? Jen Psaki, circle back, a couple of days ago insisting that we need censorship to stop the disinformation, right? The lying, all of that.
Coming from a former White House press secretary.
Right, who lied. Yes. Like, one of the best. I mean, was I not always complimentary of her? I have never seen somebody lie so well, so fast, and so smoothly as that woman. Corinne Jean-Pierre could never keep up.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
she tried.
She's a very talented young lady, but Psaki was better at it than she is. Yeah.
So here's circle back Psaki, who wants everyone else censored except herself, lying like she always does. Take a listen. But here's the thing. I don't want her censored. Not at all. I want to blast this everywhere because she's telling Democrats, hey, we need it. You know, everybody's criticizing us on the transgender thing. Exit polling did show 70% of Americans disagreed with us about boys on girls teams. But you know what? We should double down. Please, Jen, please.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Take a listen.
But what I worry about is that in the course of all that soul searching, some Democrats might reach the wrong sweeping conclusions. Another one of the lines that ran over and over again in those ads and throughout right-wing media is this idea that America is faced with a crisis of boys playing in girls' sports. Now, these ads created this perception that the issues of trans kids playing sports was dominating schools across the country, which is completely false. But if that were actually an issue at thousands of schools across the country, it would be worthy of a debate. But there are just incredibly few examples of transgender girls playing in youth sports. And when we see those examples, there isn't evidence that these kids are a threat to safety or fairness.
Well, now that's false right there on the face of it.
Headline. The staggering number of medals female athletes lost to trans opponents revealed in explosive UN report. Just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, what is that number then?
The UN, that bastion of right-wing ideology.
Yeah, really. Just some, more than 890 medals lost to men. Women have lost to men. That's through the 30th of March, 2024 in 29 different sports. So, yeah, not widespread. Not at all. No, Jen. It's just disinformation. That's why she wants everyone else censored, because you can't say dumb things like that and not look dumb if everybody else isn't censored and they aren't allowed to argue with you, which is what she wants.
Yeah.
But nobody's listening to her anymore anyway. Anyway, they're doubling down, though. John Oliver, on his show last week tonight, I guess he's supposed to be a comedian, but he's not funny.
Ads on that one issue. And it was frustrating to see the Harris campaign fail to formulate a response, especially because it's pretty easy to do. Watch, I'll do it for you right now. As we've discussed before, there are vanishingly few trans girls competing in high schools anywhere. Even if there were more, trans kids, like all kids, vary in athletic ability, and there is no evidence they pose any threat to safety or fairness. It is very weird for you to be so focused on this subject. And finally, if you genuinely want to address the biggest concern for most girls who play high school sports, you'd be less worried about this and more about the creepy assistant volleyball coach who keeps liking their posts on f***ing Instagram.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah.
These people just making stuff up at this point. Now, listen to this, okay? When this is a headline in Politico, this is how you know you have thoroughly won. Headline, centrist Democrats sees opening at the DNC. I don't want to be the freak show party anymore.
That's great.
And this is a Democrat who is actually works at the DNC, works for the DNC, saying, listen, like, I'm a guy, I've got three kids, and this trans policy stuff is really weird and kind of embarrassing. You know, when I'm walking around in my normal middle class community, like, people don't get this. Like, we can't be for this anymore, at least not publicly. People can't take it.
At least not publicly, listen to it, yeah.
And that's what he said, but this is Politico, this is not me. I'm just repeating what he's saying. I don't want to be the freak show party anymore, quote unquote, in liberal Politico. J- So that's what total defeat looks like. And it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm hoping that it gets across.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care whether Democrat strategists understand it or not and buy into it. It doesn't make any difference to me. But I just hope that when it comes to governing and when it comes to the American population as a whole, we get this now. It's like this is way too far.
It is. And you know how they did it? They managed to perpetrate the hoax, because they're all about hoaxes, on the American people that they were the minority. I mean, I cannot tell in the Democrat thought process, the woke was the majority.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many people have texted me over the years like, oh, we're just losing. Oh, I give up. Oh, it'll be, you know, I kept saying, well, no, but the polls don't show that, though. Every issue, it's 63% with us, 70% with us, 75% with us, 68% with us. I'm like, where are these voters? They got to be somewhere. Well, and you know what we found? We are not only are we part of American culture again, Lee, we are American culture now, where we have always been. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Going off on another point. We've run out of time, so go ahead.
No, I'm done.
I just thought it was interesting, too, with regard to this and all the DEI stuff. Corporations were already reacting to this over a year ago, well before the election cycle. So I think that it's interesting to note that I think that the culture had already shifted. It's just now catching up with the legislative class.
Yeah. Amen. Good point. And I mean, crazy to think, right? Colin Kaepernick kneeling, NFL. Do you remember when the NFL giving these poor players the choice of what Black Lives Matter sticker they would put on their helmet?
Which political, ideological statement
they would
advance.
Be forced to make.
Yeah.
And now these players, not all of them, but a lot of them, some of them are in the end zone doing the Trump dance.
Yes.
I mean, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.